Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
An unusual story. An unusual breakup story. Remember when Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow split and they had that article about conscious uncoupling? Like they were gonna be better divorced people than like anyone else.
Yeah, remember that.
Their divorce is better than your divorce. Well, anyway, Closer Weekly is now claiming that Chris Martin may walk Gwyneth Paltrow down the aisle when she marries Brad Falchuk.
No way.
Way.
Why?
Source tells the magazine, to outsiders, it might appear odd, but Brad is used to Chris being a part of their lives, and apparently he's just going to have to deal with it. Gwyneth doesn't care who else finds it strange, and also, she does everything better than anybody else. So, I just added that part.
No, that's totally true, because doesn't she have that one website?
Yeah, she's going to be drinking like a organic hemp milk, sunflower seed smoothie while walking down the aisle in her fair trade organic cotton gown.
Oh my gosh.
And she's going to be carrying probably some pesticide-free flowers. Yeah. They're still alive. They're like still in the dirt. So that once the wedding is over, she can go plant them.
Yeah.
Oh, in a garden for children, for disadvantaged children.
She's the worst.
Oh, she's actually kind of great, but like you love her a little bit.
She does good things, but she makes sure that everyone knows about it. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, everyone knows about this. Black Panther, I think, just approached the $1 billion mark or past that. Well, Marvel's, of course, take notice of this, and they're making another Black Panther movie.
Of course they are.
Yeah. Studio president Kevin Feige is quoted by Mashable as saying, nothing specific to reveal other than to say we absolutely will do that. One of the favorite pastimes at Marvel Studios is sitting around on a part one. And I don't know what that means. Sitting around a part one and talking and dreaming about what we would do in a part two. There have been plenty of those conversations as we're putting together the first Black Panther. And we have ideas and pretty solid direction on where we want to head with the second one.
You know, I don't understand why they don't just get ahead of it and basically shoot enough footage for two movies at once.
Because honestly,
then whatever doesn't make it into movie one, you could even release it as like a TV special. Like you could ride that. And then if someone like dies or something, you still have another movie. And I know that sounds really crass, but that has been a problem.
Or if somebody gets signed on for another movie,
or
you just get something.
You like, got some footage with them in it.
That happened with the Iron Man movies. They had two different guys playing one character.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I obviously, we knew it was going to be a big hit when it came out. Yeah. It obviously is a hit. And so, yeah, I do agree. They should probably just get working on
some B-roll footage and just.
Yeah, just get working on another one. Let's shoot all three of them. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.